Good evening. It is March 5, 2020. This is the evening, Thursday evening call of the Healing Codes Q&A. I am your host, Linda Brewer. I am here to listen, be of service the best that I can, and to help you understand that you are great, you have value, and you're an honor to be with tonight. So thank you. If there's anything that you would like to share, any questions that you would like to have, any comments, they're all welcome. We do not diagnose, and we do not recommend any type of dropping any medication or anything. We will give you the best answer that we can based on the healing codes. If you have any questions, hit *2 to raise your hand, and I will unmute you and call out the last 4 digits of your phone number that will be on the screen this evening. Again, welcome. Is there anyone who has any comments, questions, or anything before we get started? Hit *2, please, to ask any questions. Okay, we will get started. And as usual, we will start with the Universal Healing Codes. And as we go through this evening and as it comes to you, as many of you know, Alex lives in the Nashville area. It's my understanding he did not have any damage or he wasn't in the path of the storm, but Nashville is certainly devastated, and there was so many remarkable stories and so many sad stories that come out of this. So let's remember all the families, those affected in any way, and those who are supporting them to bring the city back together in unity. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to filling your issue. Take a deep breath and see if that's the most pressing thing for you at this moment. Would be found opened and healed by filling you and me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Take a deep breath. Both hands bridge position. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. both hands temples. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. take a deep breath and let it out ever so gently. If you had your eyes closed, begin to open them and come back into the call, your presence into the call. Does anyone have anything they would like to share? Hit star 2 to raise your hand. I may have goofed up. I don't know. On that second round, I may have skipped the Adam's apple. So as you will continue doing it, I did a prayer request for all of us. If I did miss it, for you to be blessed in that area. Star 2, does anyone have any questions or comments? Please raise your hand if you do. Well, last week we had some, okay, thank you. Five, four, four, six, you are off and on the air.
Thank you, Linda. Hi. It's me, Patricia.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Yeah. You know, I hardly do. Oh, good to talk to you, too. Thank you so much for having this session because, unfortunately, I missed today's code that I usually do on my own, either before work or at lunchtime. And I think I don't think I coded yesterday either. And I really miss it. I do miss it. So I'm very grateful for this because it means it. Tremendous amount to me to do them, to keep up with them. I feel I'm gaining, you know, you add a little each day to your reservoir of wholeness to do them.
Yes.
I haven't done the universal code in so long because I do the codes, either one or two, healing codes one or healing codes two. So I forgot, does it start with the bridge or does it start with the Adam's apple? I noticed you did omit the bridge a couple of times, and then
really?
I threw me. Yeah.
It starts with the bridge.
Oh, it does start with the bridge.
And okay.
Then the atoms, or then the jaws and the temple. Okay, because I forgot if it's what it started
and
with
then
anyway. But I have such faith in these hand positions that even if it's going to be different, you'll get something. I'm convinced of that.
Well, I apologize because I try to keep up with it and I keep it marked down, but I sensed that I missed the temples, but I didn't realize I had missed the bridge. So,
yeah, a couple of times. That's all right.
Well, I thank you and I appreciate your input and I will do better.
Oh, it's fine. We're all gathered together doing the codes. I tend to, my thing lately has been to, I'll do healing codes too, those five universal ones that they start with, and then I'll choose usually one at a time, just one after that, of those relationship ones, like your relationship with yourself. I've been doing that lately. I've felt the need to do that. And I'm wondering, I know he has them in a certain order. Is that real important? I mean, if I did the one for myself, just I plucked it out of thin air. I mean, I don't do them all, you know, first your relationship with your mother and your father and your this and your that and the other. I don't do that. I just do the five universal ones, you know, negative thoughts and all that, and then the, you know, all those five ones in the beginning. Then I go straight to the code that I really need help on. And I don't do them in any order. The next day I might do a different one of those codes. I guess what I'm asking you for is permission that's all right.
That is perfect. Because your intention is pure and you're doing what is in your spirit and your mind and your body at that time that needs love and healing and attention.
Yeah.
You cannot
yeah.
do them incorrectly.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you. For yeah, sometimes you just need a little assurance. Because, I mean, I do feel, when I'm doing them, I think, wow, I should be doing this so many times a day, and I would be cured, like, you know, a lot quicker than I am. But when you're doing them, you realize how good they are and how important they are. It takes me in a different zone, really. But then when I'm out in the regular world, it's you don't think that way. And it's odd. It's uncanny almost. It's
set the intention when you go out that you are covered with your spirit of integrity and truth and love and light. Mm-hmm. And whatever comes up, you can mentally and emotionally take care of it in the spot and keep moving.
Yeah.
Because I believe the most important thing is to be aware of when we go to fear or stress or condemnation or doubt or unforgiveness, and how do I bring myself back into love, light, and truth in the most loving and honoring way for myself and whatever the circumstances and the person may be.
Yes.
You know, in the Old Testament, it talks about living under law.
Oh, the law,
and
yes.
law kept them in bondage. I believe if we get hooked on, well, I've got to do them so many times, I've got to do them every day, whatever your constriction is, then that becomes law. And
yes.
This is all about praying and meditating and being free and enjoying it.
Yes. Yeah, that's a tremendous insight. Bondage to the law. And then you always end up feeling guilty because you're not doing the whole thing. You're not doing it right. You're not doing enough. You're not. Yeah, I know. Bondage to the law.
You'll end up condemning yourself, judging yourself, and you're missing the next second, the next breath, and the next opportunity to just be love, light, and truth.
Yes. Well,
love thyself, Miss Pat, and dance with yourself.
Yeah.
And the truth is, you are love, and you're light, and you're joy, in your peace, and you're kind, and you're gentle. Be that to thyself.
Yeah. Well, I need a lot of work on some of those areas.
You don't need any work. You just need to receive it and be it.
All right.
And those are some simple things to do. Say, I receive this forgiveness for myself or for this person. Walk into that I am, and I am here now. I am will bring you into the present, and you can just absolutely speak what you are in the moment.
You can, I'm sorry, did you say see or seek?
You can speak what you are in the moment.
Oh, speak, okay.
Like if I'm going down somewhere and I start to condemn myself, wow, I am condemning myself, and I am just a bundle of love.
Mm. Yeah.
Dance with it.
Yeah. It's about seeing the true view, you know, admitting the true view.
Yes, and not all the things that we think we have to be or ought to be or look like being or anything else, because we are truly love, And when we choose love, we are peace and love and light and joy. And then when we aren't, we have the ability to receive forgiveness and joy and peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Well, you are most welcome, my friend. It's great to speak with you.
Likewise.
And if anything, yeah. If you have any other questions or anything you want to share, just buzz right back in.
Okay. Thanks, Linda. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one, Pat.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else who has a comment, question? What is going on in your life that is bringing up, whatever's bringing up, whether it's great, whether it's causing fear, whether it's causing joy or depression, whatever it is and you want to share it, please feel free to hit star 2 and let's talk about it. Because as we talk about it, we help people across the world as they listen to these videos and these recordings. So make your contribution to yourself and to the world tonight and share. There are so many things going on in the world. Four, three, two, three, Texas, you're open.
Hi. Hi. I just have, and thank you for taking the call and being available. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Well, I've been struggling a little bit with, I guess it would be like envy. I'm so grateful. I have such a fantastic life. I really do. But I've had a lot of change in the past, probably since October. And I used to be, I was traveling full time and had my family with me, and a lot of things have changed. And now I kind of feel like I have to live a normal life. We've stopped. We're having normal jobs. And for some reason, it just doesn't feel comfortable. I always feel like the grass is greener on the other side, and I would really like to just be able to live right here and now, feeling absolutely content and significant. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that. I'm trying to clear it up with doing some codes, but I just don't feel like I'm getting the right code.
Well, are you asking yourself the right questions?
And I'm probably not. I feel like I'm too close. Too close to situations.
So, how when you had this change in your lifestyle, was there something that happened financially or physically or to someone you loved?
No. So we would travel and work and travel and work, and then we decided to move and kind of settle down. My boys, I have three sons, and the two younger ones, my other one is off, but my two younger ones wanted to kind of have a normal life for a little bit. And I totally love it. They've had a lot, so many good things have happened since we've moved to this area. I just feel like things for me aren't working out as well as I would like. Like, I'm a massage therapist and I love doing massage, but I don't want to do that 40 hours a week. I do teaching, but I don't want to teach 40 all the time. I just feel like I'm a flitter, someone who just can't really commit. Doesn't want to. And I feel like I'm surrounded by situations and people and opportunities that are requiring me to try to commit to be successful. If that makes sense. It's kind of hard to explain.
What I believe I've heard so far is that, was it you and your husband that made this decision, or you and your boys?
It was me and my husband for my boys.
Okay. And so you made a, hold on, let me take a deep breath. So there's some grieving going on, and also what I also hear, there's some pride going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Pride will keep you from being peaceful. And
yeah.
So I would encourage you to do some thinking and meditations and questions around what you feel like and you sense you gave up and what you have now.
Yesterday I went out to dinner with some people, mm-hmm. and the lady who was sitting next to me just got back from spending 6 months in Asia, and we had spent 6 months in Europe, and we'd moved to China and all these things, and so that's what I love and I want to do, and I just got myself going, jealousy, you know, even though I've done that, I would like to have a job in which I could do remotely and have freedom, and instead I feel like I'm getting the opposite, and it's uncomfortable for me, and I guess I want to be happy for other people, and I want to be happy for me, and completely, I'm 80% happy for them, but I want to be 100%, and no comparing, you know. But it just doesn't feel like every time I do a code, it just feels like I'm not cleaning up. You know, when you feel every once in a while you get that code that's really good that feels like it gets at the base and really cleans that out. But I feel like I'm just not getting to that why, where this is coming from.
So if you were talking to your very best friend, and she just had the conversation that you had, what would you ask her?
Gosh, I don't even know. All I can think is I don't even think, I can't even think about that. I would think, oh, I know how you feel. You know, because I don't even know what to ask to get out of that. Because it's
well, I would.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it just seems, it just seems like this is what I really feel God called me to do. But for some reason, I'm finding a lot of resistance with it or like that. Or is this what? I can't decide if the real me is, and God is calling me to go be free and go do things, or if I'm being told to calm down and settle down and find peace and contentment. I can't decide between peace and contentment and freedom and excitement. I'm not.
Well,
it feels like I have to have one or the other.
And what if you could have all of it?
That's what I want. I want to be able to come into all, but I feel like I have to choose. And I don't like that, so I keep going back and forth and back and forth. And I keep asking myself, why do I feel like I have to choose? Why can't I have them all? And it's because, and I wonder, I don't know why. I don't know why I feel stuck between two worlds.
Because you're not letting go of the world you had. and you are angry that you're in the world you're in, and you don't want to feel that anger, and you don't want to admit it, it's more comfortable to play yo-yo with your emotions than to look at the real truth and understand your loss and understand your anger and be grateful for your choice and look at the boys in your family life and look at the gratitude of that. And if was it more your husband's decision and your boy's decision than yours?
No, I know it was the right thing to do.
I would encourage you. One of the things I would do every time it comes up, say, God, I know I'm doing what you want me to be doing, so I receive your peace.
Okay. Yeah.
And then go to that gratitude. I am grateful I have these memories, and this is where I need to be. I'm giving value to my boys. I'm giving value to my marriage. And nothing is more important than being in absolutely alignment with God's will for my life in the moment.
Okay, so what do you think is the best way to move through grief? Because when you said that, I was like, oh, it is, because my oldest son left. And he's in Latvia, and then my second son is joining the Marines, and my third son went to school. So I am mourning it just things have changed so much. And they're good things, like I'm proud of them and happy for them, but I am mourning having my babies. And I don't know how to process it right, healthily.
Well, there's no right way to process grief. You just process grief as it comes up. And I would, every time it comes up, and for whichever child it comes up, I would speak it out. That I know that I gave life to this child, and I gave life to this child for it to become a responsible human being. And they're entitled to their lives. And I pray and bless their choices.
Yeah. And they're such good choices, you know. And that's why I think where the confusing part comes is, like, why am I feeling that grief when if they're not doing drugs and, like, making poor choices. They're making amazing choices. And it's just, so it's a natural next step, but it's like my body is still grieving, my heart still goes, you know, and I don't want them not to do these things.
And so I would encourage you to really begin to ask yourself and be willing to hear the answer. What is getting triggered in me? And this is what just came up for me. There's a belief that it has to do around with you not being good enough, and you're paying a sacrifice for everybody else to meet their dreams while you're grieving your dreams.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that.
Grieving is a very, very strange process the human body does. And there's no way for anyone to tell anyone else how to do it. They have to find their own place and their own process.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel that.
And we can't, there's no way to bottle it up, my friend. It just comes when it comes. And as it comes, remember the moment when y'all decided to make this change in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
And be open to what you can do to for the livelihood or for your career or whatever in the place where you are. And if it doesn't come to you, this could be a season of waiting and God being preparing you. And trust me, that is a hard season. That's a very difficult place to be when you're used to being so active and you're meeting people and you're so involved.
Yeah.
And you've made this sacrifice for the people who's going to grow up and leave you and go create these wonderful lives.
Mhm. Yeah, and I guess I also went from feeling significant and like I was, you know, exploring and enjoying, and now I'm a house mom, which isn't bad, but it just, I feel a little bit lost in, I feel a little bit gray.
So, did your mother work when you were growing up?
No. My mom, she didn't. She stayed home.
And so,
and
I always
go ahead. Sorry.
And what did you promise yourself when you looked at your mother? What was your thoughts? How boring your life was. You would never be just a housewife.
Well, no, she was amazing. I think probably she's, I think maybe I made a promise to her because she always told me to go and explore and have fun and live my life to the fullest. And so I guess I feel like I'm not keeping a promise to her, not to me, but to her.
Is she still living?
Yeah.
I'm super proud of me. So I would have a conversation with her asking her. She encouraged you to do those things. How come she did not do them for her?
Oh, yeah, she didn't, and I think she regrets that. I think she didn't, and she regrets it, so.
So, you know, one of the gratitudes you can do is you can have conversations with your mother how much you appreciate her being there. And okay. the things that she did, but then continue to ask her. I think a great question to ask someone that is getting older is, what are your regrets in life?
Okay.
And what are you most joyful and grateful for?
Yeah, okay.
And that will help her process how she encouraged you to go out and have this great life. And it's not wrong to, whatever we feel is what we need to heal or what we need to celebrate.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that. And let grief just work its way.
Yeah. And so, and what else are you grieving? I really understand that grief is what's coming up as what you really need to focus on.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a lot that I'm grieving. I think I should, I'm thinking right now that I want to go write a list and work and let it come up, because as you said, grieving, I never thought of that as the emotion I was going through, but as soon as you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I can name five things off the top of my head that I'm grieving.
And so staying in that beautiful, warm, loving spirit is a good way to express the grief. And it has many colors and many, many emotions that come with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think maybe that's why it's hard for me to. Sorry. I was going to say maybe that's why it was hard for me to pinpoint.
Yeah. And so I would just encourage you to go and do what you need to do for you now, and just begin to feel your feelings, but stay in your spirit. You've been in your head trying to figure this out. So I invite you to go into your spirit and just feel what you need to feel, and then process it into love, light, and truth.
Okay. I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, really, thank you for being with us, and you go do your work.
I will.
Let me eradicate that. Go do your processing.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings, my friend.
Blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. If anything else, if you stay on the call and anything else comes up, let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And this is being recorded, so you can always come back to it and listen to it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your contribution this evening. Anything else, hon?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
You go process and you just grieve and laugh and talk, and I will be with you in thought and prayer, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bless. Miss Pat, I thought I lowered your hand. Did something else come up, hon?
Yes. When you asked to, yeah. You know, I have been thinking about retiring for quite a while, and today I made the decision to postpone. I was going to retire in June, and I decided I don't have enough information. I work for the city, and there's a lot of processes involved, and I am doing my best to find out the order of operations and working with all these different agencies and everything, but I feel too pressured to retire in June, so I decided I'll retire in October. But anyway, the problem I'm going to mention now is not exactly related to retiring. It is in a way, though. It's the old caffeine problem, which I used tonight's code for that. I really need to give this up. I've gone back and forth with giving it up and not giving it up, and I'm on it. But I don't know how I'm going to get through the next few months at work. I need to give it up because I have it in the morning, but I don't know how I can get through the next few months at work without my coffee fix in the morning, because I just it's something to get me going, because the job is so little rewarding on its own. I hate to say that, but it provides so little, you know, spiritual or any kind of interest value to me other than the paycheck, that I have my little treat in the morning, coffee and a pastry, or sometimes an egg and a roll, whatever, but that coffee. But then I don't sleep well at night, and so I'm like half asleep during the day, and it's awful, and I just don't know how I could summon up the wherewithal to just say no at this point. Linda, I used to, for many years, for most of the years of this addiction, I always kind of felt that I had the power. You know, I was one of like a drunk. You'll hear a drunk could say, oh, I could stop anytime I want. I was like that with coffee. I thought I could. For many years, I felt I had the power to stop anytime I wanted. I no longer feel that. For a couple of years.
So how many cups of coffee do you have?
Just the one. Occasionally two, but usually just the one. But I'm very sensitive to the caffeine.
I would encourage you to change your verbiage around that. And
to change what? It's not too clear.
Change your verbiage around that. And
oh,
I would
my
begin
verbiage?
To say, verbiage, your words,
Okay.
And instead of saying I'm addicted, I truly enjoy a cup of coffee in the morning. And when you start to drink it, it's a joy, Pat. And
it is.
So enjoy your pleasures.
Oh, I do. I absolutely do.
And be grateful you have it.
Oh, I am.
But are you expressing that? Are you expressing that out loud?
Sometimes I'll see somebody in the elevator and they'll be getting coffee too. We'll be going to this place in our building. And I'll say, you know, positive things about it and how nice it is that we have this little place, this little cafe in the building. And there's nothing like, they feature a very popular brand that's very well known. And it really does the job. It's great. I'm very positive. I'm so happy. I'm grateful and I'm pleasant to the barista or whoever. Sometimes I'll buy it from the little cart. There's a little couple on Wall Street and they have a little cart and they'll sell it. Or then there's a little man in front of Francis Tavern. He sells it too. It depends on the method I take to go to work. If I take the bus, then I get out at Wall Street. If I take the subway, then I go by the guy at Francis Tavern. And they're all very pleasant and nice.
Could I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Instead of judging yourself about having the coffee, say, because I go up and order coffee, I give an opportunity to add to someone's living. I get to say good morning to them. I get to share love and receive love. And I really am enjoying this coffee, and I'm so grateful for it. So don't judge or condemn yourself or call yourself addicted. You are just enjoying one of life's simple pleasures.
Yeah.
And celebrate that. Celebrate you that you have a pleasure you can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And the lives you're touching when you go around and you buy all these different coffees from all these different people and dance with it, enjoy it.
You think that'll help?
I do. Okay. Instead of saying, oh, I shouldn't have this cup of coffee or I want to quit this. And the one word I heard you say, addicted.
Yeah.
Now, if you were drinking 25 cups, you may be addicted to the habit.
Yeah.
Of condemning yourself about enjoying the coffee. Now, see, for my cup of coffee in the morning, I cover just the little bottom of the cup with amaretto.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that. I love that. It's my time just to enjoy it. And so, and then there are other people who would condemn me for it. And I don't care. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it sounds great.
And if the coffee, if it's not damaging your health or upsetting your tummy, enjoy it and be grateful. The love you get to share, the communications, the fellowship that you get to share when you buy the coffee.
Yeah, they're all happy to see me. All right, I'll try that.
Judging ourselves will always suck the joy out of life.
Yeah, it's like
sort of a blessing.
Yeah. No, I get a tremendous enjoyment. That first hour at work is sort of my best hour. And it gets me going, you know, it gives you this little jolt, it gives you a little boost so you can start doing this work, you know, that you have to do, you really do.
Well, you might say, hey, I'll have a half a cup at lunch and a cup for dessert at dinner.
Oh, no. See, I'm sensitive to it. I don't sleep well.
Well, then you have your cup in the morning, but you dance with it.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like a taste of love. It's like smelling the sweet aroma of life.
Yeah.
And the blessings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as everything is done by the intention of our heart,
yes,
it's also our thinking of what's going on when we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just the more I can enjoy it and the more relaxed I can be and the more grateful I can be, the greater the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love thyself, Miss Pat.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Linda?
Love thyself.
Oh.
Love thyself.
Oh. That's funny. You called me Miss Pat. My mother used to call me Miss Pat. And my sister even now sometimes calls me Miss Pat.
Huh.
It's funny. A lot of people in my life have called me that or some version of it, and that's kind of interesting because I don't usually introduce.
What did that awaken for you?
I don't know. It's so interesting, though. So many different people from different areas of my life, unrelated areas, will call me Miss Pat or Miss Patricia or Miss. My best friend calls me Miss Patty.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, because I never told them that I'm called that. Anyway, thank you for your perspective, and I will certainly try and open up to more. I do. It's not like I don't feel the joy about it, but I guess I should. I could give myself permission to do that and to just
enjoy,
tell myself
yeah,
that it,
enjoy
yeah.
it as well as being grateful and joyful for it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I do enjoy it.
Now I have my first cup about 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'll think about you in the morning when I have mine.
Oh, thanks. You get up at what time? What time do you have your first cup? 4?
Anywhere between 4 and 5.
Wow, you get up early.
Well, I wake up. And so it's,
yeah.
But it's... But I just, it's like, let's just let it be a ray of sunshine into your spirit and your soul and
mm-hmm.
just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
It's always a delight and a joy to speak with you and be taught by your perspectives and to share with you. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Linda. I really appreciate
Miss
it.
Miss Patty.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, hon. Enjoy.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's fine for now. That was the issue.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, it is 9:24 p.m. Eastern Time. I love the conversations. Thank y'all so much. Is there anyone else who would have anything they would like to share or ask or whatever's on your heart, your mind? This is your okay. Miss Pat, did I just not lower your hand or did you have something else?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I will learn to start the lower hands here and do. Okay, gone. Anyone else? Is there anything that was especially said tonight that rang a bell within your heart or made you think, If not, we will close out tonight. And again, please remember all the circumstances in the world and the people who are being affected. And whether it be a virus, whether it be a tornado, whether it just be the daily life of grieving, and or the daily life of celebration, new births, new families, whatever it is, we can be at peace knowing love and peace, blessings, and joy can be felt in all of those things and through all of those circumstances. And we're grateful for each one of you and your contributions to these calls. Whether you speak or not, your presence means a lot. And my prayer is that we will experience love. We will experience truth. And we will feel the light that fills every cell in our body of hope and faith, kindness and love. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to unmute everyone in case someone, I don't know why this thing, that's where it switches on you when you have to, when you do something, you have to wait for the screen to change. Okay, we're all unmuted. Good night. God bless. Enjoy your life. Live your life. And always know that you're loved. Good night.
Good night. Everyone, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. My joy. Thanks.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Everyone's really quiet tonight. Okay.